This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You need to become a Saints Happy Hour patron. It's best Saints podcast and community in the world. You get every podcast without no commercials, early access to special episodes, and patron-only perks. You get to talk to my dad on Discord, and you get cool swag box delivered to your house. Go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today. That's the best commercial ever.
Dave, all April Fool's jokes are stupid, except for ours, which are awesome. Thomas, hit that intro.
Welcome to the award-winning Saints Happy Hour podcast. Seriously, this podcast has won awards? American standards are dropping every day. The show features Ralph, the best host in the world, who can barely pronounce his own name, much less anyone else's.
Marcus Calloway.
Dave is that dude who loves taking bathroom breaks. He's mad about almost anything, so make sure to lower your volume when he speaks.
Put that freaking clown meme back up that I made. Jesus Christ.
Andrew has sources, watches tapes, and knows football. He rarely shows up on time and wants to commit crimes to help the Saints win.
Sean Payton would have done illegal things. Don't tell me I'm wrong, because you know it's true.
Oh, and there's also Kevin, who is great at doing mock drafts, but struggles to actually watch Saints games or have a functioning relationship.
Butterich wants to know how the doctor's doing.
That ended.
Anyway, grab a drink, sit back, and enjoy the insanity.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour podcast. I'm Ralph Marlboro. I'm joined by Dave and Kevin. Andrew, his kids are on spring break, so that he thinks then that means he gets to be on spring break, so he's not here tonight. So hello to everybody in the chat. On Twitch, the live stream, who managed to join us tonight. I see Butterish, I see Jerry, I see ACM Midge, I see George, I see Bulldog Saint. Ton of people. Thanks for joining us, guys. On tonight's show, we're going to do our first mock draft of the season. I'm going to lead things off. I'm going to start by apologizing to Kevin. That'll give you a hint as to where my draft is going. Plus, everybody is rightfully panicked about the Saints offensive line situation and maybe defensive end. But are we low-key sleeping on the Saints' need for a wide receiver? Plus trivia and your questions. But before we start, remember to subscribe to Saints Happy Hour wherever you get your podcast. And I need to mention about our MVP contest. If we reach $100 in donations tonight, the MVP will choose which mini bar bottle from my gigantic mini bar booze collection I will poison myself with. Tonight's bottles, Dave, this is disgusting. 99 proof root beer. That looks disgusting. And the final bottle,
called root beer.
Yeah, it's called root beer. It's 99 proof and it's called root beer liqueur. And then the final menthol mint, Dr. McGillicuddy's from, Nikolai, we'll be drinking that. Maybe
that was a bad one. I remember.
Yeah, it was. It was a sneaky, terrible one. Consider donating via Stream Elements by typing in !donate in the chat and click the link that appears. Twitch takes about 50% cuts. And when you donate bits, this way you can spend less money and it's easier to get me drunk. Win-win. Even Andrew can do it, even though he's not here. He's on probably passed out some beach in South Carolina somewhere. Remember, when text-to-speech... Text-to-speech donations, the best $20 you can spend on Dolly Parton's internet. You type in whatever you want the robot to say. Boom, he says it, interrupts the show. Thomas, do we have an MVP leader to start the show?
We do. Last week, Monadula won with 100
buckaroos. That's right. Monadula up on the board, MVP board, and he had a sight of who that from Tiberius, his son. So thank you, Monadula.
Yeah, that's right.
It would have been funnier if Tiberius said Jeff Duncan a hoe.
It really would have been.
We are on a 34-week donation streak. Damn, oh, that was a loud one. And MVP, the current MVP leader is Real Jesus. Damn, that's so fucking loud. Holy shit. Damn. Oh, man. Nice timing, man.
It's going to be, when these cats eventually pass away, just it's going to be so quiet in your house. What are you going to do? It's going to be weird to you, Ralph. Like, you're going to have to get used to it.
It's not cats, Dave. It's cat. That is one cat making all that noise.
Minxie. That's talking to itself.
But we have a minor mirror. Play the breaking news siren, Thomas.
Hey, can I do the MVP update for
fuck's
sake?
Yeah, do the MVP update. Do the MVP update.
I'm going to give you $5. Thanks.
Real Uncle Mitty is in the lead. Thanks for 29 streak on Twitch for $5.
No, I was going to say play the breaking news siren because Minxie got cured off the diabetes.
Oh, damn.
No way.
She got cured off the diabetes, Dave.
No way. I said that would never happen.
It did happen.
You're not giving injections anymore?
We're not giving her injections anymore. She's
all
cured
right.
off
well,
the
we're,
diabetes.
We're recording. I'm going to go on record saying that's not going to last.
Yeah, we'll see. Well,
that's not going to last.
Her voice is strong, as people can hear in the background. Kevin, what are you drinking tonight? I'm drinking Jack Daniels and Coke.
I'm drinking not a damn thing. I finished the Uncle Nearest 2 weeks ago. So,
wow, you must have had help.
No, I mean there wasn't that much left, so I just had one glass of it one night before last Tuesday show when I had to bolt early anyway, so
all right.
Yeah.
I'm drinking Ghost in the Machine. And as I mentioned earlier, sorry for interrupting Ralph, but Andrew is not with us. He's traveling to South Carolina, and he did text us. I think he stopped. I believe it was his first trip.
Bucky's.
To Bucky's.
Yeah, they have a mega Bucky's apparently in South Carolina. He's like, this thing.
Yeah, it's
made
fairly
it.
New. I mean, I think it's South Carolina's one and only Bucky's that they built.
Bucky's.
So I'm excited to hear what he's going to say when he comes back.
Texas overrates itself. As a person who lives here that's not from here, Texas really likes to overrate itself. But Bucky's is freaking strong for Texas.
One of the better things Texas has contributed to this.
Like country. Top three. Texas doesn't contribute. They don't contribute nearly as much as they like to believe they do. But Bucky's is strong. All right. So here's the thing. At the owners' meeting, we all focused on DA spilling the tea over Ramchek's knee being dead. But he also mentioned, Dave, the Saints may be looking to add a receiver. And I think people missed this because we were focused on Ramchek. Thomas, play that sound.
I feel like the addition of, you know, in particular Cedric Wilson gives us a little bit of a veteran presence, somebody that's, you know, kind of been there, done that. So I thought that was a good piece. I certainly think that's an area, you know, in terms of a pass catcher, not necessarily a wide receiver, but a pass catcher is something that we're going to, you know, continue to look at and feel better about our depth now than I did a month ago. Yeah, but I think that's still probably a position that we'll look to see if we can't find somebody to add.
Hang
Kevin,
on. Point of order here. Point of order. I would, you know, the distinguished gentleman from St. Louis by way of Metairie has a point of order here for the hairpiece that's coaching the New Orleans Saints.
Yes, I was going to say, does he need to go all gray or all dark? Like, he's got to pick a lane.
If he goes all dark, it looks like he's wearing a wig. It looks like somebody put a page boy wig on his head. So I would just let it go gray, man. Go salt and pepper. I'm letting what's on my head go salt and pepper, because that's what you do. You let it go. You just let go.
I'm getting a little salt. I'm starting to get a little salt.
So
salty.
He said they wanted to get
wide receiver. He specifically said pass catcher, not even necessarily a wide receiver.
No. He was talking, but I'm talking specifically about Cedric Wilson. What did he say about Cedric Wilson?
Veteran presence.
What, veteran.
Good in the locker room. Good, man, good guy. Picks great donuts.
What presence exactly are we talking about here?
Veteran.
Because his best season was going on 3 years ago when he caught 45 catches for 602 yards and six catches. Last season, he caught 22 balls for just under 300 yards and three touchdowns.
Kirkland's Traquan Smith.
I want to know what sort of veteran present, like this isn't
He's
even.
He's a veteran, and he will be present.
Will he?
Yeah, I mean, in the technical sense of those two words are, in fact, what he is, sure. But veteran, not in the way they present. Mean combined the intent.
New shirt dropping in the Saints Happy Hour fan shop. Veteran presence. Get your veteran presence shirts
that's
now.
Right.
Like, veteran.
We're already out of size large. Sorry.
It can mean whatever you want it to mean, baby. Veteran presence. It might mean that he's good on the field. It might mean that he brings good donuts to the meetings.
Like,
it might
he's
mean
not
he mentors
David.
Young kids.
Like, I don't even know if he's David Patton level.
Dude, David Patton had a 900-yard season for the Saints. I would kill for Cedric Wilson to be David Patton level.
I don't think he has 900 yards combined.
No, he didn't. David Patton's season, he had 792 and then 162.
Oh, it felt like 900.
So he had 792 yards receiving and three touchdowns, and then the following year... Well, shoot, the following year he got injured, so...
Dave, could Cedric Wilson...
Games, 162 yards. Gee, what's funny is he averaged 14.7 yards per catch both seasons.
Dave, can Cedric Wilson, can he aspire to the heights of David Patton 2007 for the Saints?
I think that's, I think we're talking about the ceiling there. I think David Patton would be the ceiling.
Right.
So I think that would be ideal. Can he do that? I don't know.
But this brings up a good point, Kevin, and this is why I wanted to lead off with this, is DA's talking about it. Now, granted, he didn't say receiver, but he said pass catcher, so that could
right.
that gets the Brock Bowers people in the chat and listening to this podcast.
Can we get off of Brock Bowers?
It gets them excited.
I really wish we were doing my mock draft today.
Well, you got it in relevant. Too late, Dave.
Well, I'm right. sorry. I didn't know.
I didn't
realize I had to get in 12 hours before.
Maybe the missus is okay with that. Maybe the missus is fine with that, but not Tomas.
Dave, who do you think makes the graphics? The graphics fairy? Like, you got to get it into Thomas.
I don't even know why we need graphics.
You think I have a time machine, man? Come on.
I'm sorry. Why do we need graphics for a podcast? I think we have forgotten who we are. This is an audio format. We started this as an audio format.
We did.
Now we're holding up the show for graphics now because of video.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
of Twitch,
we've gone
because
wayward.
Because of YouTube, nah, because we're trying to spread the brand out.
That's right. We made $137 last month from YouTube, Dave. Don't be pooping on the YouTubes. But here's the thing, Kevin. Do you have full and total confidence in A.T. Perry, Rashid Shaheed, and Cedric Wilson to go along with Chris Olave?
No.
So here's the deal. We're rolling with Olave as the one. Okay. I said this last year, and I'm going to stick with it until I'm proven wrong. And again, I don't mind being proven wrong. I'd rather be wrong because if I'm wrong, then that means things are going very well. I do not believe Rashid Shaheed is at the level to be the designated number two. I think Rashid Shaheed is a really good number three option. And A.T. Perry is a good number four option. But moving them up a slot, I think reduces what they're going to be able to do. Like, it just reduces, like, are you going to be able to produce at what a number two should produce? Are you going to be able to produce at what a number four should produce?
Well, I just think we're missing size. Like, none of these, we just lost Michael Thomas. He was a tall guy. Jimmy Graham ain't coming back. Not that we used him anyway. I mean, I feel like we don't really have.
We need a tall guy. They don't play.
Yeah, we've got like nothing.
Well,
how tall is Cedric the Entertainer?
Cedric Wilson is 6'2".
Oh, that's Jesus.
So the tall. So the
Drew Brees was 6'2".
So the tallest wide receiver we have is A.T. Perry. He's 6'5".
I stood next to Drew Brees one time. He is not 6'2".
Well, where that the hell is Shaq Davis Brees, and Bill Jordan?
When was Drew Brees ever said to be 6 foot two?
Yeah.
When
Little John is making coffee for Bill Belichick, man.
So used to. Dave, here's my question before we get to my mock draft. If the Saints need a receiver, would you prefer them to do it in the draft, or would you prefer them to go get a Tyler Boyd, who's still available, a Hunter Renfro? He was a popular flavor during the year. The Saints tried to get him at the deadline. The Raiders ghosted him. So what would you prefer? Would you prefer a rookie, or would you prefer like a veteran retread?
That's a good question. I'm not sure why it has to be one or the other. I mean, honestly, you could probably get both. Did I just lose my sound? Can I not hear you guys anymore?
You can hear me.
I
was just thinking, if you do both, like the Saints have limited draft picks, so would you want to burn a draft pick on a receiver?
All right, well, Ralph's talking over me.
There you go. Go ahead.
Go on, Dave.
Did we lose Dave?
Again, holy shit.
Hang on.
He's confused. We got video.
They're fucking my rants. Jesus.
So. So, Kevin,
hang on, he's going to talk. He's going to.
Come on. We can't hear you.
What?
You
can hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Go.
Yes.
I'm done. Go. I don't know. I got interrupted. I was talking and I was gonna keep talking, but Ralph interrupted me.
And now his microphone is also fucked up.
I'm done.
Do you draft pick or free agent, Dave? Which one? Yeah.
Free agent.
What's with your microphone, Dave?
I don't know. What's with it? I don't know.
The fuck in my rants.
It sounds tinny.
It sounds like a tin man. So, Kevin, let me ask you this. You were a big Tyler Boyd guy in our free agency preview. He's still available. Do you still feel about Tyler Boyd now that you did then? Because the Saints have $11 million of cap space. Like, they could make it happen.
Be available.
If they wanted to make it happen.
I'm getting laid.
You know?
Look, that...
Butteridge is asking how your 1999 modem is failing, Dave. Go ahead.
Like, I don't know. I'm just not feeling... Like, I was big on him because that was the conversation, and I was looking for somebody to fit into... You know, to answer a question. Like, I'm looking at his numbers here. Boy, if they'd load, that'd be nice.
Not great.
Load.
I mean, you know, he's doing what you'd want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like last year, he kind of fell off. But, and actually, shoot, he's been sort of on the downslope since 2019. Like, he's about what you'd want in that second, third tier. He probably could work in the Saints as the number two as you're waiting for Shaheed and A.T. Perry to further take steps up.
I think, Dave,
But to answer the question that you had asked, Dave, I would prefer that they draft a guy.
Ooh, interesting.
And put the guy in there and give him shots to be one of the starting four.
I say free agent just because I feel like there's a better chance that it's going to click quicker with Derek Carr. They're going to catch on quicker. They've got a little more experience.
Hunter Renfro, baby.
No, but they sound better now.
It does. So, yes. Dave, but the more I think about it, I kind of lean towards you getting a veteran free agency and spend a little bit of that $11 million cap space on a receiver. Because here's the thing. If, God forbid, something happens to Chris Olave, how would you feel about A.T. Perry, Shaheed, Cedric Wilson as your top three going into actual games that count?
Yeah, no.
I mean,
They need to add a little something. They need a little something.
So that's really the only other Saints news that we had was this is potentially amazing content for our summertime. They signed an Irish kicker.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if Thomas, I got you that video late. Kevin, the Irish kicker, he's looking.
Yeah, there's no way. What time did you send him the video? If it was
there
less
we go.
Than 12 hours.
I mean, look at this.
Oh, you must have sent this 2 days ago for him to have gotten us prepared for the podcast. I mean, we were gonna have to postpone the podcast till tomorrow.
Shut up.
If it wasn't shut we up. Didn't get this video in on time, but fortunately
is, we got is, it. Kevin, Irish Kevin and the Irish kicker. Best podcast potential ever on this show, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, if we can get this guy as a guest, like, I don't care if he ends up making the team or not. If we can get him as a guest while he's still got the, you know, under contract or whatever.
And you talk to him as Irish Kevin?
Yeah, yeah, I'll ask him if everybody in Ireland still despises Bono but loves The Edge. and if Killian's really is the if Killian's really is the sweat of our Lord, you know. see how that goes.
I mean, that's you got Blake Groupie and him battling for the kicker's job. Could be fun. Dave, didn't the Saints have somebody that tried to make the roster from NFL Europe that was like connected to your store in some way? I forget. It's like a defensive lineman that like came in your store one time or something.
I don't know if I should discuss this or not. I had a tenant.
Oh.
I was a landlord and he was a tenant. He was a defensive lineman. He was from England. He was British.
Yeah.
And he was, I can't remember his name. And he was on our practice squad for a little bit. He was on the Giants
James
practice
Bond.
Squad. No, he was on the Giants practice squad. He was a big dude. He was like 6'5",
wow,
240 or whatever. Like, I have had many people. This is the apartment above my small 2,000 square foot shop. And I have many tenants live up there over the years. And he is the only one who's ever lived up there that I could hear walking around like something. That is a true story. I swear to God. That's how big he was.
Butteridge says Charlie Boy gets Guinness if he hits a game winner. He gets spoiled potatoes for every missed kick.
And if anybody in the chat, if Ulrich can look it up based on what I told you, if you can tell me his name, I'll remember it.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah,
he was from England, defensive line.
Dave doesn't remember his tenants.
I've had a lot of tenants over the years.
That's the landlord for you.
Yeah
but.
I'm a good landlord, I promise you. I know all the bad landlords.
If you're
in
a serial killer, call Dave.
To answer Gerald, to address Jerry's claim that Dave is the reason for the show being an hour late. No, that is 100% my fault.
Yes,
I had to be at work an hour later for municipal election coverage.
And also, too, my washing machine exploded yesterday and caused grave amounts of damage and consternation in the Marlborough house. So we had to go and buy a freaking washing machine and do cleanup in the washroom.
Stop BSing the people BSing in this country.
The washing machine freaking blew up the knobs, the door, the whole nine yards. We put too many blankets in it and it went boom, boom. So
when your washing machine explodes and you gotta go buy a $900 Whirlpool, that's hard time.
It's hard times. Oppenheimer says his sabotage finally worked on me. By the way, I want to thank Jan. He DM'd me on the Twitters. He's from Germany and he said he's going to New York the next couple weeks. And he's going to send me something. What did he say, Dave? He said it's the bastard child of Jaeger.
It's worse than Jaeger.
Yeah, worse than Jaeger. And he's gonna send it to me. I don't know what could be worse than Jägermeister or Jägermeister Cold Brew, which will be on my drinking agenda next week. I don't know what could be worse than that, but thanks, Jan. We appreciate it. Anybody that wants to send me stuff, as always, you send it, I will drink it for a price.
By the way, do you guys remember that video, the Jägerbombs video on like the early days of YouTube?
No,
it's like one of the early viral videos.
No,
was it? I don't remember. Was it just guy running around screaming Jägerbombs?
Jägerbombs. Yeah. he's from my hometown. I used to play street hockey with his younger brother.
Wow. Yeah. Jägerbombs kids are
people of our certain age will know what I'm talking about.
Kids on the TikTok are discovering Mad Dog 2020. I see. That's going to end poorly for them, like it did for us. So Dave, it's mock draft season.
I know, and I can't believe we're not doing mine.
I'm first up.
I'm all excited to talk about it.
So we'll do you. Everybody gets a turn. You'll do.
Can I ask a question before we even go through it? Can you tell me, did you use PFF?
I did.
Can you tell me what overall grade PFF gave you when you were done with it?
B. But I forgot to do the screenshot. I was going along good. You'll see. No, I take it back. I got a C. It was a C+. They liked my draft, but I did something they really did not like. You'll see.
I feel like our producer here is already giving away everything by showing which picks you took.
No, he has not. He has not.
It's a 5-1 match. This should have been
Matt Ryan.
This should have been 7 picks.
Well, maybe he's giving a little bit of a little bit of tease, but
yes, Jeff Duncan is in fact still a hoe.
He is a Jeff Duncan.
Damn, Archmage is 28-3 donation. Thanks, man.
That's what I forgot. Andrew isn't here. We always make the most money when Andrew is not here.
That's right.
And Andrew gets the tradition. Yeah, y'all, we got, where is everybody? Where's Hatchet John? Where's all of our big guys? Right. Where's all of our white whales? We got to get them in here.
White whales.
We need the big guns in here.
I don't want to speak for Dave, but I will. Me and Dave were never happier than the show that it was just me and Dave, and I was drinking from the handle of Jack Daniel's honey, and we did like $800 in donations. Me and Dave have never felt closer. We've never been happier than when we did that. So if we could do that again tonight, it would be great.
It's very true.
So let's get back to the mock draft. Pick 14. Thomas, throw the names up who are available at 14. Now, Kevin, for me, this was really interesting because it worked out really well and complicated for the Saints in that Olu Fashanu, tackle, is there.
Fashanu.
Brock Bowers, Saints Twitter darling, is there. Latu, defensive end, is there.
I'm sure that's not right.
It is.
And
wow.
I had a wild card in there, Kevin. White Lightning, aka white cornerback, Cooper DeJean.
It's DeJean.
He's there, and he's ranked 9 on the PFF.
I would say DeJean. If he says DeJean, I think he's pronouncing it wrong. DeJean sounds right.
Hang on, I'm gonna find.
So
out.
He's ranked
really
9.
a white cornerback.
He's white. He's a white corner, and like a lot of the draft analysts is like he's going to be a safety. But like I listen to like
just because Kamani, he's white, like,
he's white. Not allowed. Racism. They're moving that boy to safety. Racist.
I never even thought about that. But I can't name a white corner.
Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Dave, were you thinking of Alex Jenkins, the day elf from England?
It. That's right. Yes. Nailed it.
It's exactly who it
Darren
was.
Thank Bodridge.
You. Thank you. I see. I knew we would figure it out.
Thanks for the 20 buckaroos.
So it's racism is what it is. They want to move that white dude. They want to move him to safety. They're like, you're a white dude. You can't play corner. Get you to safety. It's racism. Man. He can play corner. I saw him dunk a basketball on YouTube. But here's my, this is interesting to me, Kevin. And this is what I want to talk about.
It is Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean.
Says who? So,
I just listened to. Are you going to disagree with Mina Kimes? ESPN's Mina Kimes.
I might. Yes.
Dave.
So
Dave, that's a hell of a hill to die on, brother.
Cut that bitch off.
This is Louisiana. We're going to pronounce it Dijon.
So Kevin, here's my question. You're our mock draft expert. You run 50 a week, I think you said you do. Here's my question to you, and this is why I like Dijon on there.
Dijon. That's like saying New Orleans. Like, it hurts my ears.
It kind of does.
It's got to be Dijon.
I'm saying Dijon, and that's
you
it.
You don't like when people say you. New Orleans?
But here's my question, Kevin.
All right.
What is a guy that in the mock drafts that you would be really surprised that he would be there at 14? And it's a two-part question. Who's a guy that could fall to 14 that would either make the Saints not take an offensive tackle, because we know they're desperate at offensive tackle, or who's a guy that other teams would be burning up Mickey Loomis's phone to try to trade up for and offer him deals that me and you know he would reject? I think DeJean might be that guy.
Now you're saying DeJean.
You confuse me, Dave. I'm all over the place. You confuse me. I'm DeJean, DeJean. I don't know what
you're
doing.
Sticking with DeJean.
Dijon Mustard. I'm sticking Dijon. With Dijon.
Yeah, I'm just going to call him Grey Poupon.
Grey Poupon. But, Kevin, back to my question. Who is a guy that the Saints would be so shocking that he would fall that they'd be like, screw it, we're not taking a tackle. We're taking this guy. Or a team would want to trade up to get him because they'd be shocked that he fell as well.
Brock Bowers would be the number one. Like, okay, so for starters, it's not going to be any of the quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're not falling.
None of them are going to fall. I know people like to sort of do this like fake wish fulfillment where they sort of cut their own legs out on their own hope and dream. They want Jaden Daniels to drop to 14, but they joke that all the Saints would be too stupid to take him anyway, even if he did fall to 14. He's not falling to 14. Now, granted, if Jaden Daniels fell to 14, I am throwing my phone away and staying off social media for a good 72 hours because Saints Twitter will eat itself alive regardless of what the decision would be. So none of the quarterbacks are going to fall. Brock Bowers is one of them. Jerzon Newton and Cooper DeJean and Kenyon Mitchell. Like, those are the two corners. So, you know, I could see somebody, like, they could feasibly draft all four of those guys. Like, you heard DA say they want a pass catcher. Brock Bowers is the highest rated tight end in the draft. They would go bananas for him.
To Minxie getting cured off the sugars.
Then who has gone for 28-3, tying Arkmitch for the MVP? We almost there, guys.
Thank you.
Who that gone for? When are we going to play? When are you coming in town?
Dave, these four guys.
Yes. Olu Fashanu.
That's who you would want?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Thomas, give us the pick.
All right. The pick
wasn't
is
available
in
mine.
The commissioner has the pick, guys. With the 14th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, New Orleans Saints select Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle from Penn State.
So since your overall grade was a B, and I think this was a great pick, I'm a little worried that the rest of your draft is a disaster. And which was why I wanted to ask at the start what your overall grade was. And then also, I did have a question, too. What were the settings? What did you set your settings to?
I set the randomness low, but I set team needs pretty high.
Okay, so. I moved mine up a little bit too. Yeah.
From so, and what's the, and then they have the other category too. They have team needs.
I have the two. Yeah, I have. I keep randomness.
Yeah.
One from the bottom. I keep the top two options. One from the top. And then the third option, I just leave alone.
Okay. I think that's exactly what I did. So that's good. But we should have all agreed on that before we did this.
I like Fashanu.
But I think
we can have Juge do that too.
Buttery says, I set my randomness to max level.
Oh my God.
Fashanu, like, he to me, he just feels like a safe pick, Dave. He
went faux show. He's a faux show new player.
Penn State. Played a lot. Like, he's the opposite of Trevor Penning, where it's all just, oh, he's potential, and he tackled some dudes at the Senior Bowl. You like Penning too?
I don't want to remind you, man.
You picked Penning
in your mock draft
last year. Burn the tape. I didn't remember that. Burn the tape.
You were hyped for Penning.
So,
well, I'm sure, like, the day after we draft this guy, we're gonna find out that about like some injury that nobody discussed.
He's got spinal cartilage in his
knee. There's no cartilage in his left knee.
Yeah, so he can't feel his toes or something.
He has only two toes in each.
So
he's got a heart condition. He can only play 3 years and then he's done.
So pick 45.
His second name is Furley.
That's right. Pick 45 was really interesting. Thomas, put the names up that were available. So this one, Dave was really hard for me.
I mean, because the guy's name is F.
Cool. The guy's name is Kool-Aid. I can't mess it up. His name is Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
It took.
What is?
Is that better than Smoke Monday?
I don't know, but what's just.
Kool-Aid.
What's the conversation in the hospital when the kid's born? The parents and they're like discussing potential names. I mean, like, was Sonny Delight an option?
Kevin, go to Wikipedia.
That's his nickname.
No, that's his nickname.
What's his real name?
But everyone calls him Kool-Aid.
Thank God.
Kool-Aid.
Jesus.
I feel like.
So Kool-Aid, his real name is JaQuincy.
I feel like he's either. I think. He's either going to the Hall of Fame, Dave, or he's going to be out the league in 2 years. Like, there's no middle ground if your name is Kool-Aid. Like, we're either going to be like, they're going to build monuments to him. He's going to be in the Ring of Honor, or in 2 years, we're going to be like, they drafted a guy named Kool-Aid and they thought that was a good idea.
I think it can only go the latter route. I just do not see somebody named Kool-Aid getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. I don't know. I don't
see.
What's the craziest nickname of a player that's in the Hall of Fame, but like not just like a random nickname that they're sometimes called, like somebody who's like always called that name, like Refrigerator? Yeah. Like, I guess
Refrigerator wasn't in the Hall of Fame.
He's not in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Well, there you go.
Great question.
Maybe that
this was hard.
That answers my question.
Kool-Aid's
a bust. That's a bust.
I'm glad Andrew's not here because he would rip me to shreds. Because I watched Darius Robinson highlights on YouTube. His nickname is Chop, by the way. And his highlights.
No. Chop Robinson plays for Penn State.
So no, I thought that I'm totally
no. No, that's
was I watching the guy with the Penn State highlights? No, but Darius Robinson.
And then what, you want to draft somebody named Morgus? And you could have Morgus and Chop?
I want so close. Chopsley.
Yeah, so close.
I was watching the Darius Robinson highlight from Missouri, and it was really good. But the one thing is, Kevin, I forgot about Raz, and Thomas put it up there, and it's 7.78. Brandon Fisk.
Braden.
Mm-hmm. Braden Fisk. He is a fan Twitter.
Braden is the millennial version of Brandon.
Braden Fisk. Saints Twitter loves him. He's 9'9 Ras. Patrick Paul apparently has the wingspan of a pterodactyl. I read that
Kevin, look up wingspan of an average male pterodactyl.
So, well, also, it should be Braden. Good Lord. It should be Braden Fiske with an E at the end. And I don't know what logo that is next to Braden Fisk.
But it ain't Florida State.
But he went to Florida State And that looks like a big W right there.
It looks like a W and a dinosaur? Yeah. What logo
good thing I couldn't. Good thing I couldn't go.
Hey, he went to Western Thomas. Michigan for 3 years, guys. 3 years.
Okay. Well, also,
more years in Western Darius, Michigan than Florida State.
Let me tell you something, Robinson, Thomas. Thomas, the spelling yeah, and the graphics better be.
Hey, I was shot all time. That's your
week.
Fault, man. That's your fault. That's a new thing.
You have a. No, I'm saying now you have a full week, so they better be impeccable next week for the show. I don't want to see any spelling errors.
Who said your mock draft is next week, by the way? Who said your mock draft is next week?
You missed your chance, man.
You missed your chance.
Buttered says I'm driving.
Make sure you get it right.
Buttered says I'm driving him to drink. Buttered, just wait. I'll give people a little maybe a hint, or I'll okie doke you. But Kevin, I have a strong urge to draft two tackles. Like I was like, he's got the wingspan of a pterodactyl. Get the left tackle, get the right tackle. Boom, we're set at tackle. We don't have to worry about
Ralph. I don't hate that idea.
Don't have to worry about Penning.
So, according to Encyclopedia Britannica, the wingspan of a pterodactyl range from 2 to 11 meters, which is anywhere from 6.5 to 36 feet.
That's okay. So let's average that out. So 18, let's call it 18 feet.
Dave, the one thing about Patrick Paul, though, he's from University of Houston, and they drafted Peyton Turner from University of Houston, and he's terrible and hurt. I'm kind of scared to draft another guy from UH. Have the Saints ever had a good player from UH in their history?
If this was me, I would take Braden Fisk.
Well, it's not, Thomas. Do the thing.
Hey, don't spoil it, man. Don't spoil it, Ralph.
Well, just release it. Go ahead, man.
With the 45th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select.
Oh my gosh.
Darius Robinson, defensive tackle from Missouri.
I just realized that Thomas is saying New Orleans.
He's an edge.
I said it once.
He's an edge. He's an edge. He's an edge. He's an edge. Don't listen to Thomas. But even if he was a defensive tackle, the Saints needed a defensive tackle. That wouldn't be a bad pick.
I knew it was going to piss you off, Dave. That's why I said it.
Here's the thing, though, Kevin. I felt like they got to get an edge because you know, you got Chase Young, neck issues, Cam Jordan's old as hell. We love Andrew's UDFA son, Granderson, but Peyton Turner, you can't count on him for nothing.
I know, but I just have PTSD when it comes to drafting defensive linemen
in the second round. Foskey's still giving you the shakes.
Well, just first or second round. Peyton Turner, Davenport, this guy. I don't know.
You feel like we're throwing good money after bad, Dave? Is that what you?
I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't know anything about Darius Robinson. Like, maybe he's great. I just feel like historically, we have done a very poor job of drafting defensive ends and trying to get that elite pass rusher. And not only that, but we have given up additional assets to get them. Marcus Davenport.
Oh, Jesus. Buttridge, give me the list. No. Give me the list of Saints players that they've drafted from Houston.
Please.
It'll be sad. But, that's
the only reason I don't like this pick. And also, you had a perfect Raz guy. And
you passed.
We need help on the offensive line. We need a lot of help on the offensive line. And if you want Derek Carr to be better, honestly, there's one way to get Derek Carr better, and that's give him time. You saw what happens when he doesn't have time. The most important thing for Derek Carr last season that we saw was the difference between when he had time and when he didn't have time. And Derek Carr, he needs time. He's not the quarterback that's going to scramble and get more time. He panics. He needs time. I'm all for it. Let's go offensive line heavy. Let's do it.
All right. Well,
let's go Big Ten, Iowa. Iowa of the NFC South.
Kevin, I may have to resign from the trade down association. Thomas announced the reason.
Should I hit the breaking news siren?
Yeah, hit the breaking news.
So, Kevin, this is where the draft goes off the rails.
Okay.
I made a trade with the Texans. I traded the Saints' fifth round pick, 150, their fifth round, 168, and their 2025 third for the Texans' third round pick, pick number 88. I did it. Am I banned? You can just tell me. Am I off the board? Am I banned from the building of the Trade Downs Association for this?
Yes. Yeah. There's no deliberations. Will be short.
Yeah. But Jason Champagne said it. It is Saintsy. I tried to do this draft, Dave, not as I would do it because no one cares. I tried to do this draft as I think the Saints are going to do this draft, and the Saints are going to trade up. They are not going to make all these picks in the fifth round. It's not happening.
This is all very believable. You're banned from the Trade Down Association building, but you're welcome with open arms at Airline Drive, where this is always welcomed. I agree. And, you know, no spoilers, but I at least attempted a trade up in my mock draft because, again, like you, I feel like it's inevitable. Death tax is the Saints trading up, baby.
So here is
like Thanos.
Thomas, put the players that are up that are potential at 88. So, Kevin, we got our boy Theo Johnson.
Well, now hold on. My question though is, you know, when the Saints trade up, they trade up because they always have a specific player. Did you trade up because of these four guys? You really wanted one of these guys, or did you just trade up because you were like, feels like this is right, just where the Saints are going?
No,
there was. Do you have somebody in mind?
No, I have somebody in mind. Okay. So but Dave, we have a lot of great options here, in Kevin, because you got Theo Johnson, me and you's draft darling, tight end from Penn State, almost a perfect RAS.
Right.
Jalen Polk, wide receiver, Washington. Washington's pass offense was amazing. He could plug right in. Wide receiver issue we were talking about earlier. Done. And then we got a guy. He, Dave, is almost the perfect pick. Rook Orhorohoro, a name I can't pronounce.
I don't know. Is that correct, Kevin? Is that correct?
And he played at Clemson. The Saints just drafted a defensive tackle from Clemson, and it worked out great, so they could do it again. So of these guys, Kevin, I know you're infuriated that I traded up, but if which one of these guys do you like the best?
So, okay, well, so here's the issue here. Theo Johnson typically goes in the 150 range in these mock drafts that I see.
Tight end, 9.95 RAS.
Now, sexy. I think he is going to go a lot higher than the 150s. So it's
now, wait a minute. Is he, do all these other guys, Christian Jones, Jalen Polk, Ruke, are they all in the 85 to 90 range?
They are, so
this is like house hunters when they go to the three houses and the one that's not furnished, that's the house that they choose. Obviously Theo Johnson is on this list and out of place because Ralph, that's who Ralph is taking, otherwise he wouldn't be on this list.
Wait. I mean you'll see. Here's the thing. I vehemently protest. I don't think Christian Jones' Raz is correct.
Actually, Orhorohoro is PFF ranked 54. Let me see. Who is this other fella? Polk, and then Christian Jones.
People always fall. Just say
Christian Jones, his PFF rank is 130.
Totally a realistic scenario, guys.
Yeah.
And then Polk's PFF ranking is 59. So Ralph is all over the damn map here. At 88, so it's impossible to tell. It's impossible to tell what he wants. Although
That's the point.
Dave's best the point, though, is Theo Johnson is the extreme outlier.
Major outlier, right.
Yeah. Well, I see Theo Johnson. He's going about pick 100. I saw in ESPN another mock, so it's not impossible. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Dave. It's like my borderline alcoholism. I have this strong urge to make a poor decision here. Thomas, tell the people what it is.
Right at that. With the 88th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Christian Jones, offensive tackle. Right.
I went tackle. I couldn't help myself. All right, I like it. I did this. Part, I don't think that Ray. I don't agree with that Ray.
6'6", 321 pounds.
Yeah, right. You got your right tackle now. And the Saints went to the Texas Pro Day. They were loving the defensive linemen. They were loving the offensive linemen, the tight end. They were liking them all. I just like.
Is he number 70 here? In
yes, he is your right tackle.
Looked like he was holding on that last play. But that's
only fit right in with the Saints. He's a born Saint then.
I mean, it looks like he's holding there too. What is going on? He's like all old.
Well, look,
I
mean, we can get him. We can get him 72 for the team jersey pretty easily. He can fit in the illustrious.
So I'm going on record right now. Yeah, if this guy becomes the new Trevor Penalty, I called it.
No. Wayne Gandy,
Christian Penalty.
I mean. I know, Kevin, you're disgusted with my trade up.
I'm not like disgusted.
You feel like I could have waited. Again, yeah.
He's like, it's not like you drafted a shitbox player. Like, you didn't like.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed, Ralph.
Right. I could argue that this was a slight It's a slight reach because of where he was ranked. And also, we drafted a tackle at 14. And then you trade it up to get another tackle
right.
with your third pick. Like
they gave you a B for this draft?
Like no, there's C plus. Other, like the Saints.
Oh, you lied! You lied to me.
C plus.
Oh, they gave you a C plus for this draft.
Wait a minute. A C.
He lied. So did you, yeah, he lied.
Let me ask you. Did you pick? Did you only make?
B.
Ralph, did you only make those four picks, or did you actually go through the entire draft?
No, I just made those four picks.
And you wound up, Jesus Christ, what did you do here?
This is an abomination. If you're a serious listener, please do not take this mock draft seriously.
This is when they trade up for Christian Jones, I will take a victory lap so long and so hard, Dave.
Oh my God.
It will break the time space continuum.
They're gonna pick Christian Jones with the 14th pick, guys. That's what's gonna happen.
Not that I wouldn't love that.
It's gonna be a Peyton Turner
content.
Situation.
I wouldn't even have had to do this draft if you'd have turned your shit in on time. just so we're clear. Just so we're clear.
All right, Dave's lost his mind now.
So, you were late like 30 minutes, by the way, Dave.
So now we got pick 170 is the only.
By the way,
left.
Just for everybody, so they know, and I understand that Thomas is in a different time zone, so like the timing doesn't work. But I got to work at 10 a.m. this morning, and it was the first thing I did. I shunned all of my other
didn't
real
Ralph
obligations.
Send you a message a day before? I thought he sent you a message a day before, man.
No, he texted me he might have, but
oh,
he
come
the
on,
more,
Ralph.
I did. Get. I could pull it up.
No, he might have.
I might have.
But anyway, I had all this info to Thomas at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, again, I understand that like that might be midnight, so we might be sleeping. So, but that was 8 hours ago.
Yeah, my wife just.
But I have no idea how long
some obscenities the Astros lost on a 2-run homer in the night
to put together these high quality graphics.
That's right. So we got the last pick, 170 of the draft, because we're only doing five rounds this year. Thomas, put up who's available.
Yeah, but we had five. Don't the Saints have four picks in the fifth round? Round?
I traded them all, Dave.
Oh, yeah, right.
So these were.
You
so
liar.
We got Kamal
you got a
Hayden.
B on your draft, and you got
Kamal Hayden, Brennan Jackson, and Maris.
The liar.
Maris Liafu, Liafoa.
Marist. Of course he goes to Notre Dame.
I mean, that's the most Notre Dame name that ever Notre Dame.
Harris.
And the funny part is, I think that like a corner makes sense here, Dave, because like if you're going to do it like the Saints do it, DA is like, I love corners. Like the Saints just need to pick a corner just to make DA feel happy. Brennan Jackson, defensive end, Raz, 8.4. Maris, the linebacker, 5.66 Raz. I mean, it's fun because I feel like Kevin Say and Maris in training camp could be a good time. But do you tell me why you hate all of these options?
Well, the Raz on this linebacker is 5.66, man. I mean,
that's bad.
Look, out of the three you have right here, I'd be taking Kamal Hayden. The Saints are going to need a cornerback. I think they're likely getting, they're letting Lattimore walk.
Yeah.
I would like to have some depth because it's going to be Adebo and Alante Taylor. And then after that, it's Rajon White or Rajon Wright and Fayon Hicks. And yeah, we need somebody that can compete as a top backup. And so draft a guy.
I don't know. This is 170. None of this matters, probably. I'll go with Brennan Jackson, defensive end, just because he's got the highest res. But, you know, your draft really is lacking any, like, exciting skill, offensive skill players. It's really, you're kind of boring me here.
Dave, we have a veteran presence in Cedric Wilson, wide receiver. We don't need skill positions. Thomas, announce the pick.
The final pick.
The 170th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. The New Orleans Saints select Marist Ufau, linebacker.
This draft went off the rails. I'm not gonna lie.
Look at the picture. He's on the crutches, like guys.
Yeah, he's already injured. Yeah, as soon as the Saints draft him.
I may have saw that picture and picked him just because of that.
Yeah, right. He sent Thomas the photo before he even made the pick. He was like, Thomas, this is the guy I'm going to draft because of this photo.
I mean, he's got fake.
He was an action. If he was a Saints action figure, he would the crutches would come in the packaging in the box.
No, he started all the games in 2023. He was injured in 2022.
Kevin, he gave me really strong fake girlfriend vibes. And I wanted them.
For the jokes only.
I mean, that's what I'm.
Congratulations, Ralph. I hate your draft. It's terrible.
This is
an abomination.
I solved the tackle. Like, if one of the tackles is good, the offensive line is better.
This is
the rest of them. Like my life is a lot of questionable decisions.
My life.
But I feel like for joke purposes, we got fake girlfriend jokes. We got.
I mean, for joke purposes, you could have taken Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it was.
But you screwed that up too.
Yeah. I should have gone Fashanu, Kool-Aid, Jones, Marist, fake girlfriend.
Marist. My friend went to Marist in upstate.
Budridge, he doesn't have a Raz, but he had crutches. Okay, get off my.
He doesn't have a Raz because it's off the charts. It can't be measured.
That's right. You can't.
Fucking broke the scale. Whatever scale they use to measure Raz, broke it.
I mean,
he has a fake girlfriend though.
Kevin and Dave, if you were grading my draft, what would you grade it?
F.
F, come on, man.
Now, let's be serious for 1 second. Pretend you didn't do this draft. Pretend the Saints actually did this draft in 2 weeks or whenever it's happening. Tell me you would not be going out of your fucking mind over how terrible this draft is, Ralph. Please.
I mean, that's just based on those four picks, that's probably a C at best. Because again, you traded up to make a slight reach for a tackle. Like I don't, like, you traded an asset for next year's move up.
Yes, Ryan.
That was a slight reach.
That draft was awful.
Yeah. Oh, there's the board.
Wow. 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 How many weeks is that consecutively,
Thomas?
Cool
that golfer.
Thank you, that golfer.
Dave stepped away for a second, so you got to wait for him.
I never step away. Okay, weeks. I'm never away. You don't have to mention that I'm away. I am like so, Lord, our God and Savior. I'm omnipresent. I am always. I can always hear you. I'm in you. I'm inside you, Kevin.
The fact that y'all don't like my draft makes me like it more.
If you come,
but I will admit I messed hard up. I should have taken Kool-Aid. It would have been the perfect joke draft then. I messed up. So we got options here. We got root beer 99 proof. I don't even, like, it doesn't even say, like, root beer.
I think that's going to taste delicious. I think you're going to love that because it's going to be, like, sweet and.
And then we got.
Go with McGillicuddy.
Menthol mint. But tell the people, the menthol mint is only 24% alcohol by volume.
Oh, wow. Well.
So, who's the MVP, Thomas, and who gets to?
Hudak Golfer.
Hudak Golfer is the MVP.
Hudak 99. I say root beer.
Yeah. So what's it going to be, Hudak Golfer?
Root beer. Says Hudak Golfer.
See, Dave, I think this is going to be like the Long Island iced tea one, where it's like they say.
No, I think that's going to. No, I think this root beer is delicious. It's going to be like. Yeah. See, exactly. It's going to be like sweet and caramelly.
Ooh, it smells good. It smells like a Barks.
See,
it smells like a Barks.
No shit. This is like
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, you love it.
Oh, no.
Smooth and no, I wouldn't say I love it.
Two.
Oh, yeah. I would, like, a puke meter is like a three. It's,
yeah, you didn't even make a
tasty
face.
No.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was all right. Sorry.
Who gave that to you? Where'd you get that?
This was from.
You have no idea.
It was not Nikolai. It was Keith. I think this is my boyfriend Keith.
Oh,
I stole
traitor.
From you.
Traitor.
I'm gonna text. I gotta text Keith right now. He needs to get his shit together.
So yeah, people are just banging on my bad pick that Christian Jones has a six.
You chose the wrong one.
But if you
have chosen.
I've chosen. Here's the thing, like. The one thing I'll say about the root beer, though, Dave, the aftertaste is awful.
Burns like gonorrhea from a whore.
No, it doesn't burn like gonorrhea, but it's like my draft. It's probably like my draft. Like, I'm just, it leaves a bad
yeah
taste.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes the two of us, buddy.
And it's not, no, you ever drink like an. And it,
Kevin, I'm sorry that we're distracting you from
swiping left and swiping
right.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Sorry. If you need to go, you know, that's fine. You can leave. It's fine.
So, I like that. So here's my question. Here's
this is
my
boss.
Here's my question to you, Kevin.
Oh, good.
Before we move on to trivia and mailbag question, here's my question to you.
We're not besides doing a after this, are we? A second show, are we?
Besides the trade down, what do you hate most about my draft?
You mean the trade up?
The trade up. Besides the trade up, what do you hate most about the root beer kicking in?
I mean, again, it's either a toss up between the line. It's like, what do I hate more? The fact that you took the linebacker there or. But again, if I saw the rest of your draft, maybe I wouldn't have hated the linebacker there. Who knows? But, well, then again, you'd have probably made more dubious decisions.
Ooh, that root beer is fighting back, Kevin. The 99 root beer is fighting back. Continue. Sorry, Kevin.
I will stick with the linebacker. Because I think Christian Jones is obviously a good player. I just think you reached for him slightly and you traded up to do so when we already had a tackle from the jump. But I just somehow think that you then go, you know what? No. That's the worst pick. That's the worst pick. Even though Christian Jones is a good player, I just laid it all out. You traded up. and you got rid of an asset for next year to grab a second tackle with the third with our third selection.
An abomination.
and then you had to wait so goddamn long for your next pick. That like, honestly, the linebacker the linebacker pick was dog.
C plus is probably the worst grade that PFF gives. Like they probably don't give lower than that just because they don't want to like upset anybody.
No. I assure you, they do give out D's. I've seen them.
But they don't. They don't ever give out F's.
Is it that good D
so
though?
C plus is still on the curve. C plus is actually worse.
Dude. I'm just saying, Thomas. We might need to have a video mailbag. This root beer is making a comeback and tearing my stomach up.
Shit!
Root beer is like the Patriots, huh?
It is. It's like it's the root beer. My stomach is the Falcons, and the root beer is the Patriots. And it's
Sally. I need
it's
help.
It's like it's 28-20, man. It's comeback, man. It's, root
God,
beers.
It's so bad. Haven't heard the cat in a while. Everything all right?
Who that golfer? I was applauding. Like, when I first did it, I was like, oh, who that golfer? Dave was right. It was nice. And then, no, my stomach is churning. Ooh, and it's, whew. So anyway, next week, Dave's turn on the mock draft. And I'm sure, of course, Andrew is going to listen to this podcast probably like Wednesday or Thursday on the beach. And I'll get like 700 angry texts from him about I don't know what I'm doing and this draft was terrible and what was I doing and blah blah blah, and I'll just say, listen, it's my draft, if you don't like it you do your own.
I don't think that Andrew goes back and listens to podcasts.
I think he does. I solved the tackle problem. Solve your problems with aggression. I did it.
Solve your problems with two tackles.
That's right. And the only thing I regret is I didn't pick
Kool-Aid. Solve your problems with aggression.
So, Thomas, do we have trivia tonight?
We do. Jesus.
So, by the way, before we get to trivia, I want to thank listener Vince in Maine. He sent us the signed Deuce McAllister jersey. So we are going to raffle that thing off. Weekly MVP get their shot at having a signed jersey from a Saints legend. And oh, by the way, Kevin, I think we might give this away as a gift. Thomas, can you get it?
What is that?
Yeah.
This is a picture. This is Jim Haslett to return after strong Saints finish. And to the right, it says Buddy D dies of heart attack.
Put it higher, man.
Is that good?
Can't you see your own webcam? Come on, man.
No, I can't.
Listen, who wrote those articles?
Josh, Peter, and John Gillenbacher. And then you got like, Jeff Duncan down there. That was when Jeff Duncan was the beat writer for the Saints. But anyway, I may give this.
But whoever was doing the layout of the sports section that day earned every tiny bit of pay that I'm sure the Times-Picayune was paying at the time.
Magical.
And again, newspapers paid well now anyway.
Maybe if I don't get that hung up, maybe I'll give it away. It's amazing, and I would love for someone to have it and hang it
Why
in their man cave.
Why would you give that away? Who gave that to you? Where was that from?
No, it was just the sports page, and I was like, that's amazing. I got to have it framed.
That's yours.
That's mine. Yes.
Why do you want to give it away?
I don't know. Give it away. Maybe we'll give it away. I mean, I feel like my wife, she's like, you can only hang that in the garage. I feel like it needs a proper, home.
Right.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the cat gets to stay.
The cat stay, pee everywhere and take a dump wherever it wants, but it's cured off the diabetes.
That makes sense.
Doesn't. Thomas, what's trivia? Do we have trivia tonight?
You said before, we do, so. Before trivia, Archmitch in the chat asks, was Jeff Duncan a hoe back then?
Yes, Duncan. He's been a hoe. He is a hoe, was a hoe, is always a hoe. I think that's how it goes. So get to the trivia, Thomas.
Right, trivia question sponsored by Budridge, as always, he asks.
Oh, interesting.
Which non-quarterback has the most passing touchdowns as a Saint?
I'm gonna go get a high noon while we ponder this.
Non-quarterback.
It doesn't.
Moore ever throw a touchdown?
So we don't count Taysom Hill, correct?
That's correct.
Oh,
we
yeah,
do.
You can't count it.
We do count
oh.
it.
Oh.
Then it's got to be Taysom Hill.
Then it's, yeah.
Who else could have thrown more touchdowns than Taysom Hill? I mean, how many touchdowns has Taysom Hill thrown? Three?
Well, that's the thing.
Taysom Hill has three touchdowns thrown. That has to be more than anybody else ever for the Saints.
Yeah.
I would think. Right?
Wade Wilson threw a bunch of touchdowns, I think.
Oh, sorry. We count Taysom as a QB. So I
oh,
think...
we count. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. So Taysom's ineligible.
I read that wrong.
I would say Dalton Hilliard would be up there. He threw at least three or four touchdowns. Like the Saints ran that Dalton Hilliard halfback pass, and damn near every time he threw it, it was a touchdown. Like it worked like gold. Wade Wilson, I think, rest in peace, he threw a couple of touchdowns. But I can't, like in the 70s, I can't think of anybody. You know, they might, well, if they were doing weird stuff in the 70s, Kevin, I don't know about it. And I don't, so I'm going to say my final answer is Dalton Hilliard.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable. Wait, how long did Dalton Hilliard play?
I mean, he played a long time. He played from 86 to 92, 93.
No, 93. He played until 93.
So he's 7 years. He's got to have at least three or four touchdowns, you know, unless there's like some weird,
like completely rando human being. Like,
yeah, that we're not thinking of that they did in the 70s. Whereas we wait for Dave. Well, Dave won't know the answer to this.
No, Dave's not going to. No. This is going to be before Dave's time.
Yeah. So, Thomas, you give us the answer.
I can't believe that you guys, I feel like this would be obvious.
They had this question. Andrew wasn't here. And if he listens to this podcast, which, Dave, you're probably correct, he doesn't.
No
way. He'll be so mad.
No way he's going to hear this.
He's so mad. See, I told you, four touchdowns.
Just
Dalton
Hilliard. Just send it to him.
He went 4-for-7 for 114 yards with four touchdowns and zero interceptions.
Like, I just don't know how you. I don't know how you could think that, like, there was another non-QB that existed in Saints history that threw more than four touchdowns that you've never heard of or didn't know existed. Like, that didn't make any sense to me.
I mean, like, yeah, but like from the Saints.
We're not talking about the rest of the NFL. We're talking about just the Saints.
Yeah, but
you know every Saints player that ever played. And I would think you would know if a non-quarterback threw more, like you are instantly zoned in on Dalton Hilliard. So like, who the hell else would be out there that you wouldn't know that?
I just worry about the Saints 1967 to like 73. They have really random weird stuff, and I was just wondering like if Bud Rich is going to be like, you know, was going to be like Peepaw Molasses threw like five touchdowns in 1971 or some shit, you know.
Peepaw Molasses.
You know, so like, I don't like, I know, like,
you
I
just
mean,
make
like,
up that name or is that a real
I just know I made up that name.
Russell Erksleben threw a touchdown.
That's right. So like, you know, like that, like I know a ton of Saints history, maybe it's probably too much, but like from like 67 to like 75, I know the general stuff, but like real specific stuff, it, you know, there's only so much useless stuff I can hold in my brain, Dave. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, all right, Thomas, it's time to get to
finger guns.
Hit, take us to the top. I love the finger guns. And by the way, I want to apologize. I posted the wrong podcast last Friday. I was supposed to post one of the mailbags, and I posted me and Kevin's fantastic podcast YouTube episode where we went over high injury risks that the Saints should or should not take. I was supposed to post a mailbag Friday and then Kevin's great injury analysis this week. I screwed up. So now, patrons, you may be getting a bunch of mailbags in a row. I apologize. Deal with it. Thomas, what's first up?
All right, first question from Saints Rabbit. He asks, what would need to happen over the course of the next two seasons for you to declare Loomis a genius again?
Wow. Kevin, you want to take that?
Over the next two seasons, he'd have to get at least three starters in this draft, like first string starters in this draft, and at least two first string starters in the 2025 draft. And let's see, two Pro Bowlers in this one, and at least one Pro Bowler in 2025.
I think that's fair, but I just feel like the thing for me with Loomis is, you, Dave, you can't do the, we're not going to spend any money in free agency to clean up the cap, and also, well, we're going to trade up recklessly in the draft. Those things, those two things don't align. Like, you, if you're not going to spend money in free agency, you need a ton of draft picks. Or if you don't have many draft picks, you can spend in free agency. The Saints, like, they're out of alignment. Like, if they could get that together and have, like, a coherent strategy, I would feel a lot better of it. But, Kevin, if he wants to be a genius again, you gotta get me to an NFC title game in the next 2 years, and that's it. Like, if you want to be a genius, get me to an NFC title game without Sean Payton.
Yeah, but I mean, is he'll get the credit for that over?
I'll give him the credit. My one good arm will give him the credit.
I don't know. You have to re-sign Marcus Davenport, and he has to have a 16 sack season. And training.
Man, that would be, that would be amazing. Trey Hendrickson, we miss you. Thomas, what's next?
All right, next question from Biloxi Blues. He asks, what is Taysom's role and usage this season? And is this his last season with the Saints?
Ooh, Dave, you take that one. It's a great question.
I guess I would answer this question honestly by, oh, I guess because we've got a new offensive coordinator. I have no idea. I mean, I'm not the tape eater. I'm not Andrew. Maybe Andrew would answer this question better. You know, the one thing that everybody was saying when Clint Kubiak first got hired as offensive coordinator was, you know, expect to see a lot more motions and that kind of stuff, which was one of the knocks on the Saints offense this past season. You know, no play action, no motion, none of that stuff. Very vanilla. So, I guess we'll see some of that, but I'm not sure. I couldn't even begin to tell you what Kubiak would and will do with Taysom. And that's kind of exciting, I guess, in a way, because I do think he could potentially be used even more than he has been.
Well, they haven't touched his contract yet, Kevin.
The other part was, is this his last season with the Saints? So what? I'm unfamiliar with it. What's his contract? Is this his last year?
I mean, if they traded him before or during the draft, the dead cap for 2024 would be $17 million. So they'd have to open up even more space with someone else if they got rid of Taysom. But if they traded him post June 1st, $7 million dead cap this year, $6 million dead cap, or $11 million dead cap next year. So they could, I mean, in theory, they could move him in the summer. I think they're just going to like tell Kubiak, listen, you got to deal with it. You got to make it work with Taysom for one more year. And then next year in 2025, they could cut him and it would be like $5 million of dead cap next in 2025, $5 million in 2026. I think he's going to be on the team.
I mean, why do you say that? You say that as if Kubiak And you're not expecting Kubiak and Hill to not mix?
No, that's fair. I just feel like Taysom as a tight end, Kevin, I worry that his body won't hold up. Like, if you're like,
well,
hey,
why
we're
going to be a tight end? Well, why do you think that he's going to?
You think they would just keep it like it is with the special? Just, hey, you're on third and short, fourth and short. That's what you
I don't.
Think.
He's great. I would think. Here's what I Taysom Hill is so unique. He is such a unique football player, and he. When you put the ball in his hands, he makes things happen. He gets yardage. He gets first downs. He's a winner. Mm-hmm. I would think that somebody like Clint Kubiak would maybe. And again, I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. But I would think somebody like Clint Kubiak could be relishing the fact of getting to work with somebody like Taysom Hill. I have no idea. Like this could be a Taysom Hill Renaissance era. I don't know, but I don't know. I just feel like you're presenting it as like a negative thing, and this
I don't
is
know, it's negative.
Divorce,
I just
divorce
I don't know
is inevitable.
Even, well, all things end, Dave.
Well, I know that
divorce is inevitable. That's what she said.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, let me ask you a question. What did you think of Taysom Hill last year?
I thought it was tremendous.
Okay.
I think he got the best out of him the last 2 years.
Okay. Well, so that's what I'm saying. Like, but you also weren't really crazy about P. Mark Carmichael in general. And I would say that, and you're excited about having a new offensive coordinator. So if somebody... No. Okay, well, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I guess my point is like, you know, if Pete Carmichael, who I think a lot of Saints fans don't even like, if he's using Taysom Hill well, then I think it's kind of like, well, hey, what is a quote-unquote better offensive coordinator like Clint Kubiak going to do with that?
That's a great question. Before we get to the next thing.
Like, to me, Taysom Hill is like a Porsche, you know? It's like, well, you give the keys over to grandma, and she's going to drive the Porsche like a grandma. Or you're going to give the keys over to Tom Cruise, and he's going to ride that son of a bitch like he stole it. I don't know. It's like that's the way I view Taysom Hill.
Come on, man.
Kevin. Before we get to the next question, Taysom Hill, if Clint Kubiak and him get off on the wrong foot, and he's not using Taysom Hill a lot.
He's gone. Taysom's gone.
Could that make the fans turn against Clint Kubiak really, really fast?
So yes. Taysom's got more hand than Kubiak. is what you're saying.
People want to see Taysom do a little bit more. I mean, my guy, he only attempted 11 passes.
He did. That's right.
This past season. He only attempted 19 the year before that. Like, under Dennis Allen, his passing... has just like his passing opportunities have dried up. His rushes have increased. He had the most catches and receiving yards this past year, but I don't know. I would like to think that El Hijo de Kubiak will plan a more versatile
savior.
Yeah, a more versatile calling sheet for Taysom Hill than what we saw this past season.
I would have to think Taysom Hill is something like a unicorn that most people or all offensive coordinators.
Right now, Dave, you are so excited about Taysom Hill. I feel like you might be channeling Mike Westhoff.
I have always loved Taysom. I kind of feel about Taysom the way I felt about Pierre Thomas, although the difference is that there wasn't any it took a long time for people to realize how great for the team and the coaching staff to realize how great Pierre could be. I thought, I don't think it's taken the Saints that long to figure out how great Taysom can be, but
yeah, that's true.
I think Taysom could be, I think you could use him even more.
Yeah. All right, Thomas, what's next?
I think you can get more out of him.
All right. Final question of the show belongs to
Kevin.
Budrich asks, if you could immortalize one Jimmy Graham play other than bending the goalpost, what play would you choose?
Joker grabbing his ass after the touchdown in the stands.
Oh, damn.
I think that's the winner, man.
Wait, say that again.
The Joker, when he grabbed his ass after the touchdown, when he jumped in the stands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
it's tough because the two Jimmy Graham plays that come to mind
were from the NFC Championship game, and none of them mattered because we ended up losing the game.
Correct.
Or not the well, the yeah was yeah
the,
yeah,
the San Francisco the touchdown yeah. against San yeah. Francisco.
Yeah, right.
That's the one. But the other one is another play, the Hail Mary that they. You never see him call offensive pass interference on. They called offensive pass interference on Jimmy Graham, mm-hmm. and they wiped it out. Like, mm-hmm. So those are the two, besides the, yep. the goalpost one, those are the two most memorable ones. The other one, I guess, would be his rookie year. He caught the touchdown to beat Atlanta, and that was like, oh, wow, they might have something here. The guy, they just mentioned that he plays basketball, but he might turn out to be something. So, guys, thanks for the questions. And by the way, send us your questions. We always use them in the mailbags for our special mailbag episodes. We get to them whenever we can. Keep sending them, even if we don't use them on the live stream. We love your questions. It's the off season, as Dave said. That's when we shine. That's when it's our time to shine. Send us the weirdest, craziest questions you got, and we'll always answer them. Thomas, give us a final MVP tally.
All right, thanks for the generosity, guys. We reached the donation goal for the 35th week in a row.
Thank you.
Thanks to Real Uncle Mitty, to Budrich, to Mitch,
Sneaky.
And to the MVP for the second time this draft season with 48.3 buckaroos. Who is? Who dot golfer? Congratulations! Let's go.
Thank you, Who dot golfer. Appreciate everybody.
WDG.
Thanks
for.
That's right. Thanks to everybody
for
listening. Write
the X2, Ralph, right now. Write the X2.
I can't. It's too hard. It stretches me. I'll follow.
I want to next week on the board. I want his quote to be four, and then I just who dat golfer.
Thanks for listening and supporting Saints Happy Hour. Please go to saintshappyhour.com. Become a patron. We need your support to keep the show going. We can't do it without everybody that listens. Supporting the show. Everybody that does support the show, thank you. You make this happen. Thanks to Dave, to Kevin, not to Andrew, who is on spring break somewhere, not on the show. And to Thomas, the best producer on earth, running the show back in Poland. Remember, kids, if you're going to support a Saints podcast, support the one that wins awards. And until next time, the bar is closed.